Hello, fellow students. My name is Dan Kramarski, and I will be your lead teacher and facilitator as we work through this course together. In this first video, I will tell you who I am, who I think you might be, the structure of the course, and what it's about. So, who am I? Well, once upon a time, a long time ago, before the diagnosis was even available, I was a middle school boy with ADHD. I didn't get a diagnosis, I didn't get medicated, because this was the 1960s and people didn't know what ADHD was. So I got diagnosed with SNLK, squirrely, naughty little kid. My fifth grade teacher actually wrote on my report card, "Daniel possesses a fund of miscellaneous information, but no great intellect." That's debatable, I suppose. And mean. Anyway, like many students with ADHD, I struggled through elementary and middle school, and then I went to boarding school for high school, and then I went to the University of Pennsylvania, where I took a Bachelor of Science in Psychology. I came back to New York, got a master's degree in elementary and early childhood education from Bank Street College, and worked for many years at the Dalton School as a classroom teacher. I mostly taught English, but I taught a lot of things, and eventually as dean of the middle school. I was also an upper school dean at a Quaker school and the director of student life at an international school. I married a woman who was much too good for me, and I became the parent of twin girls, one of whom has ADHD and the other one doesn't. They are now college freshmen. I pursued doctoral work in philosophy of education at Columbia University, taught master's candidates in teaching, and presented my work at national conferences of the Philosophy of Education Society and the Association for Moral Education. So that's me. I've been a middle school and a high school classroom teacher, a middle school and a high school administrator. I've taught teachers, and I've worked with thousands of students, hundreds of whom had attention deficit disorder, with or without hyperactivity. And every single one of those students has had his or her individual set of needs, strengths, and ways of learning. And who are you? Well, perhaps you're the parent of a child with attention deficit disorder, or perhaps you suspect that your child may have attention deficit disorder with or without hyperactivity. Perhaps your child is transitioning to middle school, or perhaps they're in middle school, or perhaps they're about to transition to middle school. Perhaps you're a school administrator or a teacher of middle school children. In any event, you are someone who wants to know more about attention deficit and how it affects middle school children. Me too. We're all constantly learning. And while I have learned a great deal from my teachers, and even more from my colleagues, most of all I've learned from my students. That's why I begin all my teaching with the words, "Hello, fellow students." We have so much learning to do together. So in this course, we'll begin by talking about the basics of attention deficit, with or without hyperactivity. What is this disorder exactly? How common is it? How is it diagnosed? How is it different from other psychological differences? And how do you go about receiving a diagnosis? Then we'll talk a little bit about middle school, why that particular transition is so difficult for ADHD students. What should you expect from the teachers and administrators at your child's school? What should you expect from a therapist, a tester, a child psychiatrist, or another mental health professional? We'll talk about school accommodations for attention deficit and how to go about getting them. And of course, we'll learn from one another about the specific challenges we face as parents of middle school children with ADHD, many of whom have tremendous strengths and gifts that more than compensate for their challenging lack of focus. I hope we will learn something about how to push forward those strengths and gifts and surmount those challenges and celebrate our children. But to be perfectly honest, I can't tell you exactly what you're going to learn from this course. You and I, and our fellow students and the experts we'll bring in to talk about specific areas of concern, we have all dealt with different children at different stages of development. And as I like to say, when you've seen one middle school child, you've seen one middle school child. Every child is unique and fits uniquely into a family and school setting, and every child presents a unique clinical profile. But even so, it helps to know the basics and the best practices and the common joys and frustrations that we all experience. And it never hurts to share your insights with people who are walking the same path or who have walked it many times before. Now, this course is structured in modules, each of which contains a few videos. And what we're going to do is start off shallow and then go deeper and deeper. So that, for instance, as an example, when we start talking about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, I'm going to tell you about the three hallmarks of ADHD, which are basically, number one, inattentiveness and distractibility, number two, impulsivity, and number three, hyperactivity. And those are considered to be the big three ADHD hallmarks. Inattention and distractibility, which go together, impulsivity and hyperactivity. But then when we go deeper in another module down the line, we're going to see that there are actually nine different symptoms for each of those things, and we'll talk about each of them, and we'll talk about how a psychiatrist or a pediatrician or a school psychologist uses those nine symptoms to craft, and along with various tests, to craft a diagnosis. So this first module that we're in right now consists of four introductory videos. They're going to tell you what we'll learn in this course, why you might want to take it, and some key things to remember about your role as the parent of a middle school student with ADHD. But perhaps most importantly, this introductory group of videos will give me the chance to get to know you better. That's because at the end of every video, I'm going to ask you to write two or three sentences for me. Yep, there's going to be some homework. But don't worry, I'm an easy grader. For example, here's your homework for this video. Go to the Facebook group for this course and write a one or two sentence introduction of yourself. Who are you and what brings you to this course? Let's get to know one another. Now see, that wasn't so hard, was it? So I welcome you to our shared journey. Let's learn together about how a child with attention deficit disorder can flourish in middle school. In the next video, I will spell out what subjects we're going to cover.